Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch on this Good Friday. Hope everybody's being good out there. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station from our Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center delivery drivers, hauling the mail from point A to B and over into the mail centers and whatnot, and your post offices, too. Let's not forget about the suicide jockeys delivering gasoline and diesel as well as jet fuel to the aircraft so that they can fly people around the countryside. And, of course, we also have our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all over the countryside. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter all the same way. Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And, of course, our website, you can go over and check it out. And you'll find the link there for this young lady. Denise Simon is over there on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now is Denise Simon. And good morning to you. I'll tell you what, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, and everybody is just excited. 74 degrees on one side of the building and 75 on the other side. I'm telling you, it's getting used to this stuff.
I like it.
Yep. All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and started and established under Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got an interesting situation coming up over in the Taiwan Straits, if you will, and that is China says that they're going to be boarding and inspecting cargo ships in the Taiwan Straits as part of its new operation, which was launched in the wake of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's Wednesday visit with the Taiwanese president. I guess we can blame him for what's going to happen because it's all Trump's fault what happened in Afghanistan, right?
The Chinese government said they were going to do a stop and inspect any ship that they see sailing. It doesn't mean all of them. It doesn't mean they're targeting certain flagships. They're putting all of them into the inventory. Now, they won't do likely any kind of naval craft. We do have the Nimitz over there. but I don't know that it's, I think it is not necessarily going through the Taiwan Strait. But there's an embargo over there going on right now, and nobody is discussing that. They've got, China's got three aircraft carriers surrounding Taiwan. That's an embargo.
Yep.
And they could cut off Taiwan pretty quickly, because I mean, Taiwan has to import pretty much everything.
Yep.
So things are about to go sideways. Now, the question is, do we have a Pentagon? Do we have a National Security Council, much less a president, who's going to deal with this? And my answer to that is a resounding no. China's going to get away with whatever they want to get away with because we have, you know, feckless non-leadership. And I would also say this isn't just about Taiwan. It is any ship that they see sailing through the Straits of Taiwan. So this could put some additional pressure on Australia and Japan for them to step up the game because the United States won't. Now, why would I say the United States won't? Well, all you have to do, and we're about to discuss this, I guess, is read the Afghanistan report that the Pentagon put out yesterday, which is absolutely repugnant, disgusting, repulsive report.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's doesn't seem to be, you know, I guess the word I want is our leadership has left us. We have no leadership.
None. Zero.
Yep. And it's a terrible shame because all we're going to do is get ourselves in more trouble. And, you know, we can certainly get in plenty of that without a whole heck of a lot of resolve on the part of anybody because China, you know, they're going to wave their saber and they're going to do everything they can to make life miserable for us over there. You know they are.
Well, they are. They're making it already.
Yep.
And I don't think anybody's war gaming any of this.
No. All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is what it is, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. They have been saving people money for well over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 26 million drivers, and that number continues to grow every day. Now, all you got to do is go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website, and you can get a rate quote on a car you're driving. Maybe you've got a truck that you're driving, but you can also bundle together your items like your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and save money that way too. But you'll save even more money if you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance to your auto insurance. That will save you a lot of money. So all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and over there you'll be able to do exactly what I said, bundle the policies together and see what you can save in a way of money. And if nothing else, you can get the name of your agent and go visit your agent or do it online, whichever works for you. Both work very well. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning.
Good morning.
We have Aaron in Colorado on the line, and good morning, Aaron. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, Captain Denise, we got such a wrinkled up, shriveled up, old prune of a dark side, broken down, bigot, racist, sack of crap of a so-called president, wants to blame Donald Trump for the withdrawal of Afghanistan. I mean, he needs to let that go. Harry S. Truman said it best, the buck stops here.
Yep.
He's the commander-in-chief. If he didn't like former President Donald Trump's a withdrawal plan, change it. I mean, change it. But I guarantee you, if Donald Trump won re-election and was in the White House, those troops wouldn't have got killed.
No.
American citizens would have left on those planes. Over $90 billion, whatever, of military equipment would have came back to America, or at least would have been blown up and destroyed.
Right.
This dried up, dark side, dumb donkey of a so-called president, he needs to let it go. Donald Trump's not in the White House. Donald Trump is in Florida with you.
Yep.
He's not in the White House. So I don't know when he's going to give up this notion that it's Donald's fault. Blame Donald Trump. Blame Donald Trump. Blame Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not in the White House anymore. Let it go. And Denise, could you tell me what's really going on with Macron going to see a dictator in China? Anyway, Cap, Denise, goodbye.
All right. Thank you very much, Aaron. All right. Well, she asked you a question. What do you think?
I don't know what the real mission is for Macron to be in China, but apparently Biden himself is too terrified, too threatened to pick up the phone and call President Xi himself. So the State Department, National Security Council, has reached out to Macron and said, hey, as long as you're going over there, we'd like for you to address some of these things with President Xi on our behalf. Now, you know, why is it that after the balloon, the spy balloon, that Biden hasn't picked up the phone and called President Xi?
Right.
Then let's start there. Hasn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get this cockamamie Admiral Kirby that keeps saying, well, there's nothing planned for a phone call, and, you know, when time and space is right, you know, he'll call President Xi. What the heck does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
When is the time and space supposed to be right? So this cat in the White House, he doesn't have a clue. I'm not even sure that he knows the address of the White House, much less what he's supposed to be doing as president.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read it. This White House released the summary of the Pentagon's review of the U.S. withdrawal of Afghanistan yesterday. It's a 12-page thing,
right.
And it's really not worth the ink, much less the paper. But it says here, first paragraph, I'm going to pick out a sentence here. As he laid out to the American people after 20 years, the United States had accomplished its mission in Afghanistan to remove from the battlefield the terrorists who attacked the United States on 9/11. We accomplished the mission? We accomplished the mission?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, along with our NATO partners and allies, spent $100 million equipping the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces and supporting successive Afghan governments.
Yep.
At the outset, America's goal was never to nation build, but we were drifting into doing that.
Right.
We'd become bogged down in an Afghan war. Oh, we were bogged down, but we accomplished the mission? It's unclear. And then he goes on.
Right.
It's unclear the objective and no end in sight, and was under investing in today and tomorrow's national security challenges. I mean, that's just the first paragraph, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most disgusting 12 pages I've ever read. Ever read. The second paragraph is when they start to blame Trump. And, you know, they came to some kind of a deal under the Trump administration. It came to some kind of a deal called Doha. Which says that we were going to leave Afghanistan May of 2021. And that the Taliban agreed to participate in a peace process, refrain from attacking U.S. troops.
Yep.
Let's not forget that the Taliban offered the United States military to take over all security in and out of HKIA, which is the Kabul airport.
Right.
And we turned the offer down.
Right.
Which meant that the Taliban controlled the comings and goings. There's your, there is not a blasted thing in here about Bagram either. Not one.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is, it's disgusting. And I will tell you that not only should Admiral Kirby be fired, but Daryl Milley ought to be court-martialed.
Mm-hmm. Won't get any argument with me out of that one. Yep.
Disgusting.
Yep. And what's really mind-boggling about all of this is that we had it somewhat under control when Trump was there. He had everything laid out the way they were going to do this, as you said, as you just mentioned, and Joe Biden came along and just absolutely, it was nothing more short of a train wreck.
Well, how is it, along with the 2,500 troops that we had there, other NATO countries had 7,000?
Right.
How much coordination did Biden do with other NATO countries on this exit?
None that I know of.
I never saw any.
Yeah.
They kept saying we were facing a deadline of May of 2021. And Gerald Lawson, he's another one that needs to be terminated. He needs to be, well, he can't be court-martialed, but that cat needs to be brought up on charges himself. There's not even a sentence in here. Then not only did they blame Trump, but they blamed the intelligence professionals. Well, how is it that the CIA successfully and ahead of this whole thing, they closed their operations. They had three operational sites in Afghanistan.
Right.
But the CIA was successfully closed it, their operations. The intelligence professionals that needed to send more American troops in the harm's way. That's what they said. If you stay in Afghanistan, force posture, you certainly be in a fight with the Taliban. There's not even a sentence in this thing that's honest. Not one. Oh, so furious.
Well, we've allowed it to happen again. Are we going to allow it to stand? Are the Republican members that are currently sitting in Congress going to allow?
Well, this is the unclassified version that was released yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Congress will get the classified version, and I imagine that they probably already have it.
All right.
And I just about imagine that the classified version will be set their hair on fire.
All right, I will talk to you on the weekend edition. Have yourself a great Good Friday doing whatever you're doing and enjoy
yes,
the
sir,
weather.
Thank you. You too.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Yep, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, and support her.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Tennessee Republicans voted on Thursday to expel two freshman lawmakers for breaking the Senate rules for speaking out of turn and using a bullhorn to join with anti-gun violence protesters during a session last week. GOP leaders calling it disorderly behavior.
Pursuant to Article 2, Section 12 of the Constitution of the State of Tennessee, I hereby declare Representative Justin Jones of the 57th Representative District expelled from the House of Representatives of the 113th Assembly of the State of Tennessee.
This comes after a 28-year-old transgender woman opened fire inside a Christian school in Nashville, killing six people. The eastern seaboard is getting slammed with storms that struck the Midwest this week. Heavy rain, hail, and wind gusts of up to 60 miles an hour are forecast in at least half a dozen states. USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, the Friday morning, Good Friday, military and veterans news segment. Got several things to mention here, but first of all, I missed out yesterday on Mike Gallagher's birthday. I did not realize it was his birthday, and when I showed up, everybody was gone, and there was one little piece of birthday cake, which I never got. Somebody stole it, but anyway, it is what it is, and that's okay. But happy birthday to you, Mike, if you happen to be listening, or if you have catch this by podcast, we appreciate you, and keep up the good work. Now, folks, the National Aviation Academy brings you the military and veterans news segment every day here in the program. Of course, Concerned Veterans for America is also a part of our show. And I want to remind everybody that next Thursday, that's April the 13th at 3 p.m. at the Bayfront Community Center, 803 North Tamiami Trail in Sarasota, Congressman Greg Stube will be there holding a town hall about veterans benefits, and in particular about a law that he is putting forth and trying to help the veterans again. It's worth the price of admission. It'll be about a two-hour session from about 3 to 4:30 or 3 to 5, somewhere in that segment. So you want to be there, Bayfront Community Center, Tamiami Trail, Sarasota, Florida, on the 13th. Just getting that out there for the folks to have it. Now, in addition, we found out yesterday that the Biden administration laid out all the reasons why it wasn't their fault in Afghanistan for anything that took place when we left there in such a big hurry back in 2021 during the chaotic 2021 withdrawal of U.S. troops. Now, he didn't have to go the way he did. He could have done things in an orderly manner. We could have kept, for example, our Bagram base. We could have also been in charge of our own security there, not the Taliban. Probably would have saved the lives of 13 individuals that were killed in that bombing. And it's just a shame that you have someone like a Joe Biden that can't seem to get out of his own way when it comes to things that are very simple and easy to understand. Now, that's to us. That's not to him. Because he just keeps making things more difficult. By the way, China and Russia and their propaganda is withering as cameras are multiplying, according to a U.S. admiral. The proliferation of cameras now in use around the world make it increasingly difficult for China and Russia to control the narrative in international disputes, according to senior U.S. Navy intelligence personnel. Now, also, more than two dozen people were killed when a former airman, Devin Patrick Kelly, opened fire during a Sunday service at the First Baptist Church at Sutherland Springs in Texas. Now, as a result of that shooting, a settlement was reached with the Terrace, Texas Church for $144 million for the loss of life there. Is it enough money? Don't know. Could it have been more? Probably. We'll just have to wait and see. In addition, nearly double the number of troops will take part in the annual exercise this month in the Philippines. That's the one with the U.S. and the Philippines, called the Big Balikatan. And that is quite the exercise. You're going to see a lot of pictures of it in the days and weeks to come. In addition, the newest version of the Navy's mixed reality, the Google site that seeks to provide an all-encompassing situational awareness to the dismounted soldier, will feature a slimmer design, more outdoor functions, and possibly a wireless controller. All brand new. And again, we'll see how that works out for the forces that are there and the military in general. Now, the threat from extremist groups is growing. Service members and veterans are getting sucked into the violence. The U.S. intelligence community has deemed racially or ethnically motivated the violent extremism with adherents such as white supremacists, the Nazis, and other racist groups, the most lethal threat to America's history in its annual 2023 threat assessment released by the military in March. What does all that mean? Too early to tell. But I can tell you that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that he has no doubt that Russia has wrongfully obtained an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal and was arrested last week on spying allegations that never should have happened. Well, that being the case, why did it? Ask yourself that. Now, the only practical way to try to deal with China and Russia and Iran all at the same time is to logically sit them down in a room with us, with France, with Germany, perhaps with some other NATO countries, and have a chat about life in general. Would it help? Maybe. And then again, there's another way to chat. The United States is now providing the Ukraine with 30-millimeter gun trucks to blast Iranian drones out of the sky. Obviously, the mother of all technologies, known as the Drone Buster, is alive and well. And we'll see how that works. Now, under the Reserve Component Parental Leave Parity Act, the text of which was obtained by military.com ahead of its release, guardsmen and reservists on drill status, where they are the non-birthing parents, adoptive parents, or foster parents, would get parental leave, not just until the birth mothers, as is the case right now, with the Army. So things are looking better in that respect there, at least for the moment. We'll see if they stay that way. By the way, where no tailor has gone, the Space Force has got their new uniforms up and on and being worn. The U.S. Space Force completed its final service dress uniform in the fit test at the Pentagon, concluding a lengthy process that began when the uniform was unveiled back in September of 2021. All right, I'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return with more right here on Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I guess Chris Markowski's taking the day off because it's Good Friday and he can. So there you go, because I haven't heard anything, but here we go. We'll continue to march along here. Now, the VA has delayed the rollout of the health record system to the next scheduled sites. That was supposed to have been done by now. It hasn't been, so that's not helping things right now when it comes to being able to get a hold of your records in a timely manner. Now, also, Hawaii civilians did not owe taxes on that red hill of reimbursements that we heard about, according to the IRS. In addition, let's not forget that sea and airspace, a recap of the news and tech from the Navy League event, is out there now for people to look at. And, of course, with the Space Force up and about and doing what they're doing, things are getting a lot more interesting than the world in which we live. Now, there is a report, and this is discouraging, if it's true. It's on military.com. And it says the military is still mismanaging the troops' traumatic brain injury care. After all these years, they still can't get it right. What a shame. What a shame to have that happen. with our veterans today. Hopefully they can get that straightened out. Hopefully. We'll see. We'll see. Now, economists have forecast that employers added around 238,000 jobs last month. The result of the forecast, however, is large, running from 155,000 to 275,000, an indication of uncertainty that has certainly surrounded so much in the economic data of recent years. Always interesting to see what's going on there. By the way, Pyongyang's state media has published a warning as the United States and South Korea continue their joint military exercises. North Korea says that they're on the verge of nuclear war. Don't know how true that is. But South Korea and North Korea like to rattle sabers back at each other. So nothing surprises me when it comes to little Kim Jong-un. Now, and the Russian national and a Ukrainian national were arrested at Spain's northern airport up in the Basque country of Spain. They detained two foreign nationals for smuggling military equipment into Russia. Wow. There's a switch for you. Who would have thunk it? Like Russia needs our equipment. They need their own equipment, if they can build it. Just don't know about Russia these days, let alone anyone else, with the stuff that's going on. And, of course, we also know that when you look at the military surplus and military supplies, you should always look first at the closest Army Navy store to an area and see what it is they have. Because they, oh, and here's a cute one. I did not know this, but I'm going to repeat it. Today is International Beaver Day. Yep, you heard me. Today is International Beaver Day. How about that? I had no idea. Oh, boy. It's so much fun when you find out these things in the middle of the night like this. Get a chance to reward someone with some information. Let's also forget or not forget that when it comes to information that you have plenty of information coming now from the Department of Defense, who's spilling the beans a little bit more. The State Department, which seems to be adding a few more words of wisdom to the pot. And DHS still not saying much of anything to anybody. And, of course, Department of Homeland Security and Mr. Mayorkas. And why he is still a part of the Department of Homeland Security is mind-boggling. No one else could have held that job. No one else. Because they would have been off the train and dropped somewhere for the lack of being able to do their basic job, their basic everyday work. Now, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour of the program, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com will be our guest, as always. He's on Mondays. He's on Fridays. And we're going to have an interesting chat with him because he's written a couple of pieces this week, been very involved in the orientation of the program, the drone program, and some of the things going on overseas, which yesterday it got, it kind of reached that point to where there wasn't a lot of stuff said about the drones or whatnot coming out of Afghanistan and coming out of Iraq and coming out of Iran. We're left to assume things that may or may not be true when these countries get to where they just want to get out of the way. Because all hell is about to break loose here in a little bit between the warring factions, if you will. They've warned each other for 2 days about staying out of these different areas. And again, when we take a look at what's going to transpire here over the next day or two or three, I do believe we're going to want to be on our A game with our weapons, because you never know where some of these shots are going to go when they start in. Now, the best part about Friday is Saturday, because that's when we have our weekend edition. It's a shorter show, but we're able to get a lot of things up on it. And, of course, you're always invited to call the show at 877-969-8600. And for those people that are listening to us online, we appreciate you, too. It's not just about listening to us on a radio station. You can hear us off my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we sound just like we're sitting in your living room with you. I know I've heard it before, so I know that it's all good. Now, I'm looking at the price of gas, which has gone up 12 cents a gallon in my area since last Friday. Wow. Got to take advantage of that, folks, because it's not going to get any cheaper. It's going to go up. All right, I'll be back with more. And the architect of UndergroundUSA.com, Frank Salvato, right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We've got plenty more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.